It's very important. We don't worship happiness. Our goal is not to always be happy. That's not the goal of a Muslim. Your goal is to be a good servant to Allah. Again, your focus has to be on Allah, not on yourself. So it's very important to realize constriction, grief, sadness, upsetness does have a place. And if Allah ordained it for a certain reason, accept it. And the faster you, here's the trick, the faster you come to terms that this has a place in life. And if Allah ordains it, don't fight it back. That is the fastest route to minimize all your sadness. By accepting it, realizing it's part of life, realizing it's part of God's will for us, part of Allah's test for us, but more than that, realizing its purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we never made them taste any punishment except so they can return back to us. Anytime, any grief, unhappiness, any of that touches our hearts, we have to realize not to focus on the means by which it came to us, to focus on the source of it and the reason. What is his reason for bringing this sadness and grief upon me? I have to turn back to him. Whenever things are too good, you become Icarus's wings. You fly too high, and Icarus had wax wings, so he flew too close to the sun, and the wings melted. Although, the higher you go up, the colder it gets, but just for the sake of the story, right? They didn't know that back in the day, right? When they wrote that story. So they're like, he flies so far high up, and his wings melt, and he comes crashing down. So what does Allah do? He sends you, before you get too high, he'll send you another tribulation to push you down a little bit. Humble down a little bit. Come down. This is not the abode of being so high up and happy. Yeah, some happiness for sure, but it's not the abode of perfection. If you get like that, you can make a lot of mistakes. When people get too high, too happy, they make mistakes. They make terrible blunders. All of these superstar athletes and rich people, look, when they get too high up, they screw up. They spend too much money. They go into debts. The check comes with no coach to tell him, invest like this, hold up, take 80% of that right away and put it in something that's going to basically pay you for life. Don't spend so much, don't live so much. It doesn't come with spiritual or financial or economic coaches, these checks to these people. But they're a lesson for us. They go straight up and they come crashing down. So wouldn't it have been better for someone to say, whoa, put the brakes on. Give me that check. Let's put $800,000 in it into an investment. You'll never work again when these investments come to fruition. It's not me, you're rich, but you will never have to worry about money again. Do you know there are many, many people, and I met a person, I'm not going to mention names, but he told me about his relative, that he was at one point earning over $300,000 a month on entertainment, in the entertainment business. $300,000 a month. Many doctors, because of their debts that they owe, do not earn $300,000 in a year. Remove debts, the medical school debts, remove taxes, remove life expenses. Before, forget expenses. Remove debts and taxes. He did not make $300,000, and he's a physician, trained 8 years for this. And this clown, entertainer, is making $300,000 in a month. Now, this wealth is not good wealth, right? This is not a way that Allah wants us to earn money, by clowning around on the internet. Well, fast forward, I don't want to give too many details so no one tries to guess who it is, but fast forward, he's broke. The entertainment business is hard to stay up on the wave. That wave crashes. That whole wave is about spending and overspending. The money's gone, right? The money is gone. And a great example of unblessed wealth. It's gone. It's good. So qabd is constriction. It has a role in our life. It's to return us back to Allah. That's it. There's no other role it has. It's to return us back to Allah. If we receive this constriction, yet we go further from Allah, that's punishment. That's what we call punishment. Punishment is that a bad thing happens to you and Allah does not love you. He does not love you. So you, bad things happen and I don't get closer to God. Nor do I stay the same. I get further. If a bad thing happens and I neither get further nor closer, it's purification. I'm just suffering. Neither am I getting better in Islam, like doing better deeds, nor am I doing worse deeds. So what do I consider that now? I consider, the scholars say, that is purification. And that is like when you see somebody who gets sick, but his status never changes. Like his religious deeds, his perspective, nothing changes. He's like very sick and he's just watching TV, still watching the same old games and TV all day. Hold on, you're really sick. Why don't you reflect about death? Nah, I'm not in the mood for that. Okay, so you know what? But you're praying. Yeah, he's praying. 5 times a day. I'll pray my 5 times a day. I fast Ramadan. I don't lie. I don't do these things, right? So, but he's not getting better. He's like, I'm not into the mood for spirituality right now. I just want to sit. And so we say that's purification, right? Now a person has the same suffering, but it's so bitter to him. The TV, nothing means anything anymore. Shut it all off. Bring me Book of Death and Afterlife and read to me. So now, whoa, you weren't like this before. All of a sudden, you want to talk about the afterlife? Since when? Some people like it, in your family, like, what's up with him, right? You're all of a sudden, you're in the deen now? And he is. And you're like, whoa, he's changing. That means that is a hardship that Allah elevated him through. So that's how you know, am I being punished? Am I being purified? Or am I being elevated? So if you are being elevated through tribulation, it's called bala and hasana, a good test, good suffering. This suffering made me better. And that's how we know the difference. So we are a people who accept when the bad comes to us. We are not worshippers of happiness, of bust. And the reason Ibn Atta, when he says that Allah gives you, sometimes he gives you happiness and sometimes he gives you constriction, so that you are not a worshipper of either one. Don't worship either one. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he has a wonderful, idyllic childhood. He is the 11th out of 11 siblings. Then he had Binyamin, the 12th. One younger sibling, a baby, and 11 and 10 older siblings. And he's the most handsome of all of them, most beautiful boy of all of them, most beloved. Right. Now Yusuf, what happens to him? He goes from this wonderful life, then in one day he has a nightmare of a day. They take him out. He thinks he's going to go play. All of a sudden, I'm in the well. Think about that. That's like a shock. We're going out. We're having a good time with my brothers. It's not like I'm with strangers and I'm expecting something bad. No, I'm with my brothers. And all of a sudden, they throw me in the well. And then from the well, he ends up going through you have to imagine, this is not a happy time. He gets sold from one merchant to another, to a traveler, to finally he's in the marketplace of Egypt. Like, this is terrible. Terrible month that he must have lived. Probably it was a month, right? You can imagine maybe it was a month or a few weeks. And then he ends up suddenly in this gorgeous house. So the ups and downs of Prophet Yusuf's life are meant to teach us that you are not a slave of happiness. Neither qabd nor bust. If happiness and good times come, you must accept it. Because some people are the reverse. If they lived their whole life in bad situations, they're uncomfortable with good times. And even in the good time, they feel uncomfortable. They have to think of something bad that could possibly happen, because that's what I'm comfortable with. And the opposite, other kids, the opposite. Other kid grew up, everything is perfect. And even when something objectively terrible is happening, he's got to find something fun about it. Now that other person's probably better off in the moment. The unhappy person is probably better off in security of the future. They're more stable. They never get too excited about anything. They never get too happy about anything. But you just might not want to be around them. They're Debbie Downers all the time, right? The other one, you want to be around them, but this guy, you can't trust him with anything, right?